There's a mitzvah of Kabbalah's Olmach HaShemayim that we are mechuyev twice a day at least. So the Kabbalah Olmach HaShemayim, which means to accept upon ourselves the yoke of the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first mitzvah, probably that a bar das, a person that bar mitzvah is mechuyevin, is Kabbalah Olmach HaShemayim. When a person dies at the deathbed, what he does is Mekabel Olmach HaShemayim. He says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. By his bris, Shema Yisrael. You take out a Sefer Torah, Mekabel Olmach HaShemayim. Our day, our lives, surrounded by Kabbalah's Olmach HaShemayim. In the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Olmach HaShemayim, is the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol mo'adecha. There's a mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somehow, the Torah connects Avos Hashem, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Kabbalah's Olmach HaShemayim. There's another mitzvah to meeting, which is constant, besides Avos Hashem, and that's Yiras Hashem, to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be in awe of the Melech Malchei HaMelechim. That is not included in Kabbalah's Olmach HaShemayim. And so I ask you, think for a second, and I'm sure sometime, someplace, somewhere, it crosses your mind. As people will Mekabel Olmach HaShemayim every day of their lives, why is Avos Hashem, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part, an intrinsic part of Olmach HaShemayim? And Yiras Hashem is not. The answer is as follows. At least partially, think about this, and you'll see how true it is. If you look in Kabbalah's Olmach HaShemayim, after Avos Hashem, it talks about Vishinanto Venecha, to teach it to your children, to teach it, to bring it to the next generation. It talks about in all instances, Shishtacha V'Veisecha, Lecha V'Derech, in places, on the body, Shartim, on the house, the mezuzah, surrounded both in your house, your body, your children, in all areas. That means the Avos Hashem is not just contained in one area, but it has to be in all areas. The Gemara says, but before you get to Gemara, Rashi, Shema Yisrael, by the way, if by some chance you don't know Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, the way Rashi learns the Pasuk, and you don't think about it, as you say it, you probably will never makaba all Mavu Shemayim in your lives. Shema Yisrael, Rashi says, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, who's our power, our God, today, Hashem Echad, will eventually be accepted by the whole world as the King. That's how Rashi learns it. That's Pashup Shat. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. If a person in this room were to believe the Emuna Shalema, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Echad, the only power, controls, created the world, Haya, 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 infinite, the Ein Daim Alay, Schava Einish, all the Yud Gimel Ikrim, Be'emuna Shalema. But one thing he doesn't believe. He believes that he believes it, but he's not, doesn't believe yet, Be'emuna Shalema, that the entire world will believe it. That he was not Mekabo, O Malchus Shemayim. That means if you have in your mind a dad, and you think, well, Saddam Hussein ain't gonna believe it. In a billion years, then you weren't Mekabo, O Malchus Shemayim. Because the definition of Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim is Hashem Elokeinu. Which today we know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The infinite core, the Haya Haya Yia, the Almighty, and in Daimala, there's nothing compared to him. Asid, he will eventually be Hashem Echad, that everyone's going to agree to that. The Haya Hashem Melech, Al Kol Haaretz. What will happen? It'll be Echad, Ushma Echad. That is the first sentence of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. What do you see about Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim? It has to go beyond me. It has to extend to others. That has to be my belief. And that has to be my mission. Comes the Gemara in Yumadav. Peivav, and the Gemara says, "Va'avtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, that she'ashem shamayim esroi v'al yodecha, that not only are you going to love, or not only do you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it is, you have to make it, it's your responsibility, that everybody in the world loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you didn't cause others, there was no spillover, there was no overflow to others, that's lacking Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. So it's V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. I have to love, I have to make sure everyone else loves. Who else? My children. Vishinantam Vanacha. Where? In all circumstances. Where? On the body. Where? In the house. In every situation possible. An overflow. An overflow. Spilling over. Avos Hashem of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. But that is the essence of Ahava. By the way, if you're fearful, and that's by the way, when you love something, that's the nature of man. The nature of man is when I love something is to get others to enjoy it with me. You show it off. You want others to appreciate it. In fear, it's not the same way. When you fear something, it's not necessarily important for a person to have others fear it also. There's no spillover in fear. So therefore, Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim relates to Avos Hashem much more than it relates to Yiras Hashem. Let's go back for a minute. And everyone follow this. Because again, what I just did for you, if you didn't do this yet in your life, is give you the bare minimum of understanding of what's necessary to mekayim Kabbalah's whole Malchus Shalayim. Tragedy of life. To me, is all those people that were Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim during their lives, but really weren't. They said the Shema Yisrael, they had no idea what they were saying, and they were not Mekayim the Mitzvah, Kabbal Ol Malchus Shamayim. Tragedy of life is the guy who has a gun to his head and says Shema Yisrael, has no idea what he said. To die on Kiddush Hashem and still not Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. That's a tragedy. It's a tragedy that comes from lack of knowledge. It's a tragedy of the Am Haaretz. A person who doesn't know Chumash and Rashi. To get up with every day the Shema Yisrael and still not be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim again relates to Avos Hashem, but it's such an Ava, such a love that fills the whole heart. The Tov and the Ra, the Yitzhak Tov, the Yitzhak Hara. Even if you give up your life, Chol Nafshecha, even all your money, and it's still over to anybody else. Not just me, but you. And everybody, in every circumstance, in every situation, shiftecha v'veisecha, lechecha v'derech, shachbecha, should be on me constantly, the ice in my house, the mezuzahs v'veisecha. Comes to the Sifri, and the Sifri has a kasha. How? Can a person have such ava? Look at what the demand of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim is. How? It's a good question, by the way. How? Can a person have such ava as Hashem? That the bare minimum is bubbling out for me, the Ava, that it affects others. In all situations, I'll give up my life, my money, even my Yitzhar. I see the smile. One guy says, my life I'll give up for Ava Hashem. My money I'll give up for her, but not my Yitzhar. My Yitzhar, I gotta give up Ava Hashem also. But what is, how is it? How? So Sifri says it's Mefurish and Pasuk. V'ahavtas Hashem alekecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol madecha. How? V'hoyu ha-dvorim ha-eila. Dvorim ha-eila means divrei Torah. It doesn't mean v'ahavtas Hashem alekecha. Anyone who ever lay in Kriyashma and thought V'hoyu ha-dvorim ha-eila asher anosi nitzav chayoy means the words of the two psukim before of Shema Yisrael and v'ahavta did not say have the proper kavana or taich of Kriyashma. Now you can't say to anybody that's not here. The odds are they will never become Ol Malchus Shamayim in their life, they probably never will. The proper way. For who you are, Varma, it was so many people, but too many people. And this makes the mention all about the Midrashim. Make a mistake. And think, for who you are, Varma, it means these words of, V'ahavtas Hashem alekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol madecha. They should be all of them. It's not true. Sifri says, Rashi and Chumash. V'ahavtas Hashem alekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. Means the words of Divrei Torah. Asher anochi nitzav chayot. They should be out of the vessel. You internalize it on the heart. Because the Sifrin says, the way and the only way. To feel a real Avas Hashem in its entirety is by Talmud through Talmud Torah, is to learn. Could an Am HaOretz be a Ayin Hashem? No. He cannot be. There's no way he will be. Who's Hashem? What's Hashem? What do you know about him? How do you relate to him? The only way to understand and to relate is to lean on him. What occurs in a basic measure every day, day in and day out, is an act of Avas Hashem. Start thinking that way instead of, oh, what are you doing? I'm learning. You know what you're doing? You're being Ayin Hashem. And what happens when you learn the Chavrusa? When you learn the Chavrusa, not only are you being Ayin Hashem, but you're causing your Chavrusa also to be Ayin Hashem. And he's causing you to be Ayin Hashem. And it comes out that Shem Shemayim is Ayin Ayadecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has become the law to others because of you. Who? Your Chavrusa. Your Chavrusas. Your Chabura. When you share it with others, in the Mechamta Shatera. But if you're only learning for yourself, and not part of the Chabura, then it's still lacking in Avas Hashem. As you go out and do a little kiruv, the little you do, you know what you're doing? You're being mekabel ol malchus shamayim, as you're making HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishoyev hayadecha. You're making him be loved through you. That's Limud HaTorah. And that is what, that's really what B'nai Torah are here to do. That's your mission. And it's something to think about. You know, when Yeshiva gives an opportunity over here, and it's a rare opportunity that very few yeshivas allow in the miskeret, is some type of kiruv. Let it be going out to Fairfield, let it be going out to West Hartford. Let it be when a Camp Extreme comes here. Or something of that. What are you doing then? You're being, make HaKadosh Baruch Hu be loved by others. You're being kind of Ahavtos Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha B'chol Madecha. You know what you're doing? You're being Kabbalah Omar Shemayim. You're bringing out the Hashem Akkad. You're bringing out the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to other people. You're bringing out the highest darga of a mitzvah. Where people will mice a nefesh for that mitzvah of Shemayim Yisrael Hashem Akkad Hashem Akkad. That's a rare opportunity. And it's something which over here comes, Baruch Hashem, so natural and so common, but not everyone partakes in that. As great as Shabbos was, it could have been a little better. If everyone would have been, Brother Shabbos should have been buying everything downstairs. Yeah, there's a strength in Mitzvahs. You want to be also part of V'shem Hashem Mitzvah Hayodecha. And when you're not part of it, and you have the opportunity to, so then, you're walking away from it. Of the Kabbalah Chol Malchus Shamayim. When you have an opportunity to learn in the Beis HaMedrash, with the Chavrusa, in a Chavur, you'd be Makamal Shemai Yisrael Hashem Lakir Hashem Lakhod. There's no greater mitzvah. Everyone agrees that that's the height. Isn't that Rabbi Akiva? Akiva's waiting one day to give up his neshama to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Akin Hashem Achad. I feel noitos nafshecha. Let's leave it in the Torah. We just read the Parshas Paraduma. Adam ki yomus ba'ayom. The ain't term is kind of ill mishemene satsmala. Fulfillment of Torah? Where does it become sturdy and permanent and fulfilled? It's your memeis atzmala, the b'chol nafshach avlim in the Torah. That's Kabbalah Chol Malchus Shamayim. And that's what it is, learning in the Beis HaMedrash. And it's an opportunity. That Shei Shamayim is Torah Vayadecha. And you don't have to be so active in it. The going to others. But when people see B'nai Torah like that, it just has a magnetic effect. And it affects others, as we all know. We all know it. You can't deny it. But when you see Bachram sometimes not learning, so then it does a you take a look at the boy and you say, he's not interested in learning. I wonder why not. Is it the boy or is it the Torah? Is it the boy or is it the Torah? Is it the boy or is it the Torah? And it comes by care. It's Shem Shemayim Mitzchala Adecha. That's the burden that B'nai Torah carry. Think about that. L'havda elef alfei alafim. It's a muscle we shouldn't use. But maybe you have to hear it. There's a new bestseller that comes out. And everyone's ranting and raving about it. Somehow, everyone reads it. And if there's a book that nobody's reading, you know the chesaron is in the book, not in the readership. If when in the yeshiva there's an ilum that's not the gisa b'yom v'layla, the first glance by people is the chesaron in Torah. And that's not Shem Shemayim Mitzvah Vayadecha. Because you're saying it's boring, or it's not worth the time. You're giving the time? Think about it. You're giving the time? It was given to you on a silver platter, and you say it's not worth it for me. That's Chilul Shemayim Vayadecha. And that's you in the sun. According to the list, 2 weeks of this month. That's it. It's the end of this month. 2 weeks to go. 10 years to Shem. For many, there'll be another month. Now the question is, the test. Is it Shem Shemayim Yisrael Ve'Adecha? Or is it Chilul Hashem Al Yadecha? Here there are hundreds of reasons why not to be in the Beis Medrash for the next 2 weeks. You know, your best friend came back from Eretz Yisrael, you have to go say hello. He doesn't have to come to you to say hello. Why should he waste his time to travel? But you, say yeshiva, you have time to waste to travel to say hello. That shame shamayim is chalal al yadecha. He's off for 6 weeks, he can't spend the time to see you. But you're in yeshiva, so you can take off time to see him. That's mischal al yadecha. That's not mischal al yadecha. There will be a lot of reasons. After this, after this, after that. It's the end of this month. Well, you know what? That's the big test at the end of this month. Are you trying to grab more? Because, you know what? It's 6 months already. Did I grab everything I could get? So am I going to grab more? Just work double the effort. To end this man on a high, that's Shem Shemayim Yisrael Ve'Adecha. Or do I say, let's start the break early, I just, you know, how much of this should I do? That Shem Shemayim Yisrael Ve'Adecha. The latest 2 weeks of his man many times indicates where a person really is. And even a person had not the best man till now. He's told, what does it have to do with the next 2 weeks? If he didn't have the best man, catch up. Finish that second and third and fourth parak. Catch up to where it's supposed to be the first parak. Do the extra effort. Pile it in. Because v'haftas Hashem alkecha v'hoyu advarim ha'il asher enoch mitzav chayoy al vavecha. Instead of saying, you know, let's make it early. Let's finish it early. Talking to Adam to rise to the occasion, not to go beneath it. Yesterday, you know, you get your highs in yeshiva, you get your lows in yeshiva. Yesterday was very low. Shabbos might have been a high, but yesterday was a low. Because I know that there were only 50 to 60 bachur at the chasid. And I know that there weren't at least 70 bachur in Beis HaMedrash, 7 Seder, 9 Seder. Which to me says about the person that was not here in Beis HaMedrash, the second Seder, ninth Seder, it says here, when there's a chasana in Brooklyn, there's a bittul Torah, and yeshiva, because there's no way to watch over me. So why learn? Shem Shamayim is mischal al yadecha. Is that why you're learning? I'm amigo, I could have gone to the chasana. It's a wonderful meal, you know. I didn't have to be in Beis HaMedrash because I could have gone to the chasana. So now that I didn't go to the chasana, I can't have a tie about Beis HaMedrash. What a meal. You're right. Maybe I can't have a tie. Мигу лохой цены мы. Гибе тина на тайна. But surely says, it surely says your opinion about leaving the Torah. Because there wasn't a Rav HaYeshiva by Rav Chasam. It was a Miat HaYeshiva. It surely says clearly, opinion. You know, our attitude towards learning Torah. What is it called? Under duress. That's the attitude. I don't care if there are 110 people out. If you're here, I would hope that you want to learn. When we were younger, the best times of learning was when nobody was around. Everyone was gone. That was great. It was quiet. It was space. You learned. It was geschmack. But that's if you want to learn. So, let's try to wipe out that single incident of the year of yesterday. Let's try to wipe that out with the Tshuva Me'ava, which the Gemara says, Tshuva Me'ava, even the Zdainus, even your Averis that were Bezodim, is Nasa Zuchuyas. They become merits. As you use that to change your whole future, to guarantee things like that won't happen. And the responsibility, remember, when you are here, your chavrusa can be here. When you're not here, it's harder. It really is. As much as it's no excuse, but you're making a hardship, and it's not a soil by the devil. You know, in one sense, you can say, Baruch Hashem, but no more silvers to the end of the year. There's no more excuses. The two shevachs, the mistake was made on my part, that it's 6 o'clock today, and many mistake in a cheshbon, but it's 6 o'clock. I'll admit to my mistakes. But 2:06 is 2nd Seder. And at 8 o'clock is 9th Seder. Where the mistake was done at the beginning part, we make up for it at the end. There's no reason in the world why after Shavuos, another can't come back and learn right away. And the Wednesday Shavuos is at 7 o'clock. There's no reason why the other can't be learning until then. Shem Shemayim Yisrael Vayadach. If not you, then who? There's enough to catch in the next few days. You also want to be Masir, the oil. Not everyone's here to hear all this, and not everyone's here to this next part. But you're in charge of it. You know, Klal Yisrael has a certain beauty to it. And that's called Tzmius. We're a modest people. We're different. We really are different. We were modest people, they were able people, we were refined people. Don't lose that refineness at chasas, at sherbrachas, or other times in public. The screaming, or the high-pitched screaming, it's lacking a certain refineness. It really is, and you know it. It's something that's picked up from the street. The cheering in, it lacks a certain edelkeit. It does. What's wrong if we keep edelkeit still by us? In yeshiva, there's no dancing in front of a chassan. Kal, they don't sit together. Kal sits with the women. You always have that one guy, oh, let's pull. Get them together. No. It lacks. Even by chassanes, the only one who should dance in front of a chassan and kal when they're together is married people or family. So it should be. It lacks, it lacks, it lacks a certain Feinheit, an Edelheit, a modesty of the B'nai Yisrael. When some Bachelor don't adhere to what should be done, the proper way, especially B'nai Torah. And now that we have, Baruch Hashem, a lot of young couples in the community, and Yisrael Hashem, as many of you get married in the future, and you also reside here and learn here, we'll have even more. There's no heter to call somebody's wife by her first name. You're supposed to be removed. You should be talking to them in the first place. It's wrong. I want to tell you, the fact that a person is an ish is not a matir. It's an answer. It doesn't matter more. Before she's married, I'll talk to her. Now she's married, now I can talk to her. It's an answer more. It doesn't matter. In this session, you will be married to your own wives. And you also would rather that way. I'm saying it nicely. But at least, you know, you have the ability, you're in a yeshiva, you're in a makom Torah. We're building a strong makom Torah. But let's keep. In America, it's a wonderful thing to have a group of people keeping the tzura of Klal Yisrael, which we had for generations, from Matan Torah. The Menhagim, the Halachas, the Tzniyas, the Milas of a Jew. And things that our great-grandparents were Moshe Nefesh for. It only enhances their marriage, and it'll enhance your marriage eventually also. And enhances your children's marriage, your children's upbringing. It's for a different type of talk. I'm just saying it now, you know, as we get to the apex of all the simchas, and we start on the next level, please, you know, there'll be a Shabbos Shabbos here also. There's a separation that has to be, that must be. Both for your sake and for Chosin and Kala's sake, for their shtaydin. And for Klal Yisrael's sake. Of the simonim. These are the few signs of Klal Yisrael. Edelkeit. If you look around, if you ever need, you want to hear a comment from people from the outside, and I listen to the comments because I learn from the spiders of the outside. One of the things that every outsider is going to tell you is that Mika Amcha Yisrael, look how beautiful Klal Yisrael are. That they're so refined. They're not loud. They're not overly lively. But it's done with a certain glory and honor. Even they're makirut. And if they're makirut, kosher king, we know it's necessary. So, I'd like to make all the shalom brachas that will be, you know, a dvar mitzvah the way it's supposed to be, with the least bit of terror possible. So learning before, learning after, doesn't need a break between. The way it should be by the chasidus, and with the tzura, with not the wildest, with the edelkeit, as we help build those bayis in them of Yisrael, let's please end the zman. It's a shame, I know by second Seder, I walk around, you see the chabur is weakened a little bit. You know, the killers of Shia, other Shia this morning were weaker. There's no excuse. End this man. I don't want to hear that over here ever. End this man. End this man that's starker and starker. As we bring Kabbalah's Olmach Shamayim to the Vahavta Shashem Al-Kecha, V'chol Vavcha, V'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Modecha. Let's do a second say.